What's up, y'all?
My future isn't determined by where I currently reside. Understanding your worth will put pride in your stride. I'm accountable to my call. There's no compromise. I set my own bar, and you better know it's set high.
It's giving what it's supposed to give. Ooh, stop playing with them.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of It's a Perspective, the show dedicated to uncovering different perspectives through dope conversation. Today, we have a special guest. He is among the top 1% Black real estate agents in North America. He's a real estate investor, but I would describe him as a realtor, entrepreneur, investor, speaker, advocate, business collaborator, and so much more. He's been named 40 Under 40. He's a part of the number one real estate team, called the Coalition Property, a community-focused sales team. He is setting the pace and bringing true education to the real estate game. Please welcome Mr. Keith James. Hey, hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Okay, so let's get into That's My Jam. This is a segment of the show where you can play a mantra or a song you can't resist jamming, dancing, or singing to. So what you got for us today?
I play that Heart of the City by Jay-Z, the Blueprint album.
All right, well, let's get into it.
Listen, first the fat boys break up. Now every day I wake up, somebody got a problem with hope. What's up, y'all niggas all fed up? Cause I got a little cheddar and my record's moving out the store.
Okay, I see you.
Yeah.
Heart of the City by Jay-Z. Tell me why you chose that as your jam today.
Because at that time, he felt like he was talking his talk and he felt like he wasn't getting the love he deserved, you know. And sometimes when you're grinding and you're putting in that work, sometimes you just need to release that emotion. And he put that track together because he wanted people to know, you know, it's his time to shine. And I feel like this is my time. And in this world, we only have so you know, you could be a star today and a nobody tomorrow. So every time, every minute, every second that you have, you got to take advantage of it. And I know that's what Jay-Z was thinking about when he was putting that track together.
All right. Yes. If you guys haven't heard that, please go check that out everywhere. It's been out for a minute. So if you haven't heard it, shame on you. I haven't heard it, so shame on me. But I'm definitely going to be adding it to my playlist.
It's a classic. You know, you got to play that whole album from beginning to end. And Kanye West actually produced 75% of that album, which he's one of my favorite artists as well. And yeah. That was the first album Kanye produced by Jay-Z.
That's what's up. Okay, so let's get into it. Who is Keith James?
Oh, man. So many titles I wear, so many hats I wear. Yeah. But I would just say I'm a person that wants to help everyone. My passion in life is to be the bridge to help people get to where they want to go. And if I have, I'm a very resourceful guy, so I believe in helping my people. And if I have those resources, I want my people to have those resources. And I'm a giver. I love to give because I believe in my grandmother was a giver. My grandfather is a giver. And I just seen my family give and help people my entire life. And that's who I am.
That's good. Being a giver. And obviously you're a giver of knowledge as being a real estate agent. I kind of want to talk about what does it take to be among the top 1%?
Oh, my God. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of passion. It also takes a lot of listening. And I think that's what a lot of people mistakenly think that you don't have to listen. My grandfather always said God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. So you have to listen to your clients and you have to listen to what they want. You have to listen to what they say. And don't listen to speak, listen to listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I had to learn early. And also too, it takes a lot of patience to be quite frank with you. I wouldn't be where I'm at without my team. And my business partners, you know, since 2019, we've sold over 1,500 homes, over $650 million in real estate volume. But most importantly, we facilitated over $1 million to charity, which is huge. And giving back, like I said, I'm a giver. And my company is, we give back. And that's a huge pillar of our business.
That's good. That is so good. Okay, so we hear as Black people that we need to buy land and build wealth through buying land. Take us through the journey of how we can leave a legacy, through real estate.
Yeah. Buying land is cool, but I would always say whatever you buy, make sure it's an asset and not a liability. Because a lot of times when we're looking at certain deals, we're itching to get our hands wet, get our feet wet, get our hands dirty with real estate deals. But we have to analyze these deals before we jump into them. We have to have a buy box. And whatever that buy box looked like, it's important for us to make sure that deal and that asset, that property or that land is going to be an asset for us and not be a liability. Because sometimes, you know, I tell a lot of my mentees when they're analyzing deals, try to knock out all of the blind spots that you possibly can have. Ask other people about the deal. You know, don't just go into that deal and jump in head first without that comfort. And you just want to make sure that, you know, that wealth that you're building, you know, that could jumpstart, you know, that's supposed to jumpstart the rest of your portfolio. You know, I started buying when I was 23 years old. And wow. At that time, I was all about cash flow. I didn't care about appreciation. I just wanted the cash flow because my smart goal was to make sure my net income monthly from my rental portfolio was the same as my corporate job so I can leave, mm-hmm. be quite frank with you. And that's what I did. So everyone has to have their goals. Everyone has to have their buy box, and everybody buy box is different, but you got to really know where you are at that time in your life. You got to know what you're looking to do, and you got to be a visionary. You got to plan ahead. Yeah. And, I think that's important.
That's so good. Okay. So I am 23 currently. What would you say to someone like me who is trying to get it? 'Cause you say you were already getting into buying real estate at 23. So take through how you got into that.
Yeah, no. So kudos to you. Cause a lot of 23 year olds are not even thinking about, you know, building wealth. So kudos to you and your circle, for giving you that type of energy, in your universe. But I would say when I first started, I had mentors.
Okay.
And I went into corporate America. And when I first went into corporate America, my first year in corporate, I blew all of my money. And I blew all of my money because I didn't understand money. I've never had money before, so I didn't know what to do with money. You know, I never had anyone to sit me down and say, hey, this is how you budget. You know, this is what you should be planning for. But my mentors, after that first year, my mentors kind of came and grabbed me and said, hey, you need to be buying real estate. My first deal I did, I used my 401k.
Okay.
I pulled $13,000 out of my 401k, my retirement account. And a lot of people don't know this, but you should always max out your retirement account.
Okay.
Because your job, and if you're in a corporate job, your job matches you up to 6%.
Okay.
That's free money that you have. And if you pull that money out, you don't get a 15% penalty like you would for anything else.
Got it.
Real estate is the only thing you don't get that 15% penalty for. And also another thing, you can't touch that money until you're 65. So why not move that money from one vehicle to another vehicle, which is a house?
Yeah.
Sometimes that other vehicle would appreciate more than your retirement account.
Yeah, that's good. So, that's some good knowledge right there. Okay, so you got in at 23, but what made you become a real estate investor? I mean, how has that changed your life?
Yeah, I read this book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that book changed my life. I tell you right now, I read this book every year.
Wow.
It's right here.
Yeah.
You know, no lie. Like, I read it every year. You see, I got my little... I'm reading it right now.
Okay.
And when I read that book, a month after reading that book, maybe a month and a half, I bought my first property.
Wow.
And I realized it wasn't as hard as people made it out to be. Uh-huh. And a lot of times the reason we don't do stuff is because of fear. Fear stops us from doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
And with this book, I was fearless. I was like, yeah, let me step out on faith. you know. And when I stepped out on faith and did that first deal, I just got the, I just caught this bug. You know, it's like when you get your first tattoo, you want to get more tattoos, right? Mm-hmm. And I just kept buying. But here's the thing, though. I wasn't even an intelligent investor at that point. I was just buying because the deal penciled out on paper. It looked good. But little did I know, by stepping out on faith, what that would do for me later on down.
Yeah.
Down the line. So that entire first portfolio that I bought, I bought about 10 properties from the ages of 23 to 27.
Okay.
And when I did that, about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I just sold that portfolio.
Okay.
Right. And I was able to invest in bigger, more appreciating, cash flowing deals.
Wow. Yeah.
And that first portfolio, yo, catapulted my portfolio now, which is over 170 doors.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're really out here doing your thing. And so you say you had mentors who helped you along this journey, because obviously you can't necessarily do real estate on your own, because like you just said, you weren't a smart investor. So how do people get in that network or get mentors that can pour into them so that they could have 170 properties like yourself?
Absolutely. You know, well, you have a mentor in me, myself, you know, and I would say just continue to find people that's in your area to take them out to lunch, take them to breakfast, ask them out to coffee, you know, ask them questions. People that you want to be. I believe in, you know, a lot of people say R&D means research and development, but quite honestly, for me, it means replicate and duplicate.
Okay.
That wheel is already, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. Somebody's already out there doing what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And don't get caught up in, oh, they doing this, I'm going to do this. No, I want to do what you're doing. How do I do what you're doing? Because you're doing well at it and it's cash flowing. I want this type of property. Sit down with those people and ask those questions. But when you're sitting down with mentors, also ask, hey, what can I do for you? Don't just take. Hey, what can I do for you? How can I help you out?
Right. That's so good. That is so good. So you talked about fear a little bit earlier, but I believe a little bit of that also at the core could be money and mindset is what keeps people bound to the lack, you know, thereof information or whatever, money and mindset. How can one shift their mindset and build a cash flow to create generational wealth?
You have to remove all of the negativity from your universe.
Mm.
My grandfather used to drop gems on me. I'd be like, Greg, what you talking about? You know, what do you mean? You know, he always told me, you know, everybody can't go. There's levels to it. You know, once you get to certain levels, people just start falling off. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. You have to remove all that negativity, because that's where it starts with mindset. You have to immerse yourself with positivity. Immerse yourself with real estate. Immerse yourself with learning.
Yeah.
On how to be successful.
Right.
And you are who you hang around.
Yeah.
You know, you are who you hang around. That's kind of what I would tell people to do, is remove that negativity from the universe. You have to protect your peace, because you're trying to do something you've never done before. So you have to do things you've never done before.
Ooh, that's a bar. That's a bar. Hopefully I wrote that down. Say it one more time. You're trying to do things that you haven't done before. So what do we need to do? Do things you haven't done before?
Yep.
Yes, that's it. Okay, so let's take a little, a little shift. It's still in the same lane, but let's talk about the Coalition Properties. What was the goal of starting this pet sales team?
Coalition Properties. The first goal was to be the bridge to our community for all things real estate, lifestyle, and wealth building. That's our mission statement. Be the bridge to our community for all things real estate, lifestyle, and wealth building. That's to our clients. That's our North Star, right? Mm-hmm. We also want to create an opportunity platform for other agents to be able to come in and plug in and be successful. So, you know, this is us. We're the grass, we're the soil. You know, come and plant your seed here with us and grow. You know, we're not trying to be on top. We want you to grow, and we want to help you grow.
Yeah.
Which is super. And myself, And my two business partners, which is pretty cool. My business partner that's been in the business the longest on the real estate sales side brought my other business partner into the business, and that business partner brought me into the business, which is super cool. And so we hang out a license at Keller Williams Capital Properties. I'm the number one black agent in the country with the number one black team in the country at the number one black brokerage in the country, which I think is super
cool. Come on, back to back to back. What's up? Yeah. I think you are, like I said before, setting the bar. How can people, because you said that it's not necessarily about reinventing the wheel. How can people match what you are doing, or not only allow you to be in the top percent by yourself? Because I'm sure you're not the only black person in that, but it's very few, right?
Yeah, it is very few. I believe in collaboration over competition, quite frank, right? I don't know. My motor, I can go. My motor is a little different. So my hunger, my desire for success is a little bit different than a lot of people. And I don't know, as far as the question, I don't know what could someone do to match. But I would say that you have to have this hunger to be able to provide for your family, mm-hmm. and hunger to be able to change the trajectory of your generational wealth.
Yeah. Right?
For me, my why is bigger than me. And I always believe that if your why is about you, it's not big enough.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to create something that was bigger than me, and that would be here after I leave this earth, and that would be talked about for many years, many years, many years. Kind of like Michael Jackson. We'll be talking about Michael Jackson for the next 100, 200 years, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something in my mind that I wanted to create, because I believe I can be that big.
That's how you do it. And speaking of hunger, I believe perspective is everything, right?
Yeah.
And everyone has a perspective. My mantra is change your mind to change your life. So my question to you is, what mindset shift did you have to make to change your life?
You know, that's a good question. I had to believe it was okay to be successful. And I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy. But a lot of times, you know, when we're on this journey of being successful, we have people around us that sometimes they may look at it as you're bragging. You know, they may look at it as, you know, oh, you think you better than us. Oh, you've changed.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I've changed. Yeah. If I'm the same person I was 5 years ago, something's not right. So, yeah, I have changed.
Yeah.
Right. And so I would say that's one of the things that when you talk about perspective, you know, it's okay to change.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be a better version of yourself every single day. And it starts with self. There's greatness in everybody, right?
Yeah.
There's greatness in everybody. But sometimes we have a fear of unleashing that greatness. You got to have that courage to unleash that greatness, you know? And sometimes we get either nervous or shy or, but for me, I had to change the way I look at things, and the things you look at will change, you know? Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, my granddaddy said, everybody can't go with you, son.
Yeah.
And I come from the hood. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't know what a real estate agent was. I didn't know what, you know, a real business owner looked like. I didn't know what selling houses looked like. You know, all I knew was the pharmaceutical salesman that was on my block. That's what I looked up to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You have to change in order to get to the level that you want to reach. You have to expand your reach in order to reach the people that you would like to reach.
That's a bar right there.
Yeah.
Dropping the bar.
You know, I try. So what does passion and what does purpose mean to you?
Oh, man. Passion and purpose. It's a good question right there.
Yeah.
Passion for me is being so embedded in what you're doing every single day that it doesn't feel like work. You know what I mean? For me, during working in my business and working on my business, it doesn't feel like work. You know what I mean? Like being there, helping clients out, being for my clients, taking those calls. I'm so passionate about my business that it doesn't feel like work. Purpose for me is being that bridge, being that bridge to help people get to where they want to go. I feel like that's my purpose in life. I feel like it's my duty, and I have a fiduciary responsibility to do that for my people, because I have this knowledge, right? 90% of the wealthiest Americans, they get their wealth from real estate, right? Yeah. And I have this knowledge, so it's my duty to be able to go back to my people and share with my people when I'm in those rooms, when it's only me in those rooms. And when it's only me, people that look like me, I'm the only black in those rooms, right? Yeah. Yeah. I have to be able to go in there. And that's where the, you know, the knowledge is being shared. So I want to go back and bring some of my people. Because if we're not bringing people up with us, we're doing something wrong.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. This next question I'm going to ask is super imperative that I ask it, because I think that someone who is listening could benefit from it greatly. So what has been an unfair advantage for you, something in the level of you becoming successful that is curated specifically for you? So this unfair advantage, someone else couldn't achieve it because it was specifically for you. In other words, it being your favor, not being fair.
Mm. Ooh-wee. You got my brain going this Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. So you talk about my favor. It was specifically for me and my favor not being fair.
Yeah. So this unfair advantage is curated specifically for you. Someone can't emulate it because God made it specifically for you. But it's somebody can go, ooh, that was unfair. But you're just like, hey, my favor is not fair.
You know, I would say that. This is a tough one.
It doesn't have to be the ultimate. It could just be the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
I would say, I'm a winner.
Yeah.
Everything I've touched, I've always won. And I don't know. I feel like God has always had his hand on me. And when I played sports in high school, when I played sports in college, I've always won. When I put my mind to it, I've always won. I feel like, you know, I have had favor, and me being in this position and having this platform now is the favor and the work that has already been done a long time ago. Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I am supposed to be the best. Mm-hmm. I've always believed I was supposed to be the best. I've always believed it was specifically for me to be the best and share my story and share where I come from and share that so people can be inspired, because people that are coming up needs to see people like me. It needs to see people other than, you know, athletes and other than, you know, the drug dealers. They need to see, and not saying that they're the same people, but what I'm saying is not a lot of people see people in real estate in that world. Not a lot of people see people like yourself in front of the mic, right? There are other options out there, and it's not until we expose the youth to stuff like this, to things like this, they won't be aware of it. So I feel like it is my duty and it is my favor that God has placed on my life, that this is specifically for me to have the number one black team in the country, number one team specifically in the region, right?
Yeah, that's good. Being a winner, that's really good. And God having his hand over your life, because ultimately your favor not being fair has a lot more to do with God than it has to do with you. So that's a good one. So we're wrapping up here. I know you have to go soon, and hopefully we can get you on for a part two, because you have a wealth of knowledge, and I've just been able to scratch the surface here briefly, and I want to dive deeper the next time you're able to come on. But what do you have coming up next?
Oh, man. So we have HonorCon, and HonorCon is an event that we put on here in D.C. for people that are looking to build their wealth, leverage their wealth, and understand how to retain their wealth as well. So that's September 16th here in DC. And then we have Congressional Black Caucus Week, we have a party, a kickoff party for Congressional Black Caucus Week. And then in November, we have the Link Mastermind. This is the first annual Link Mastermind where we're inviting real estate agents to DC for a mastermind to learn how to build wealth. Also to learn, we're going to open up our books to show them give them the blueprint of how we became number one and how we do things in our business. And also we have a party afterwards, after that mastermind. And our business is based on events. A lot of it, we love on our clients. We get a lot of referrals from our clients. And so we want to show other agents how to build the type of business we built. So November 30th is the Link Mastermind.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm so glad that you have some of those things coming up. If you could leave my audience with one thing, what would you say?
I would say that, you know, a lot of things right now in the world can be tough. The market can be hard. Anything that you're trying to do can be hard, but we have to learn to handle hard better. Whatever that means for you, we have to handle hard better. So, you know, dig deep. If it was easy, everybody could do it. You know what I mean? So never let anyone take you off your path.
Yeah, that's good. If it was easy, everyone would be able to do it. So you have to work as hard as you can so that you can be like Mr. Keith James and be a part of the 1%. People find you?
You can find me at Keith James Realtor on Instagram. Also, I have a podcast, All Blends Perfectly, as well. On Instagram. We also on Apple Music, Spotify, all platforms. At Keith James Realtor on Instagram.
That's what's up, Mr. James. I've enjoyed this conversation. Like I said, I know you have to run, and we definitely got to have you on for a part two so that you can spill a little bit more of this knowledge on the people. Please keep your perspective because it definitely looks good on you guys. We are coming back to back with these episodes. Please stay locked in with me as well. You can find me at It's a Perspective Podcast or at _Deshari_. Stay tapped in with Mr. James as well. He has a plethora of events coming up and you don't want to miss it. Be among the top 1% and be like Mr. James. That's all I can say. I love y'all. See y'all in the next episode. Peace.